composer and trumpeter Terence Blanchard has had the kind of career where one thing leads to another. He worked under the influential jazz band leader Art Blakey, whose example encouraged Blanchard to become a band leader himself. Blanchard got a job playing trumpet on film soundtracks for the director Spike Lee. And then Lee overheard Blanchard playing a song he'd written and liked it so much that he hired Terence Blanchard to compose film scores for Jungle Fever and Malcolm X. The cover of a new CD called Bounce shows Terence Blanchard with his instrument resting easily in his fingers. He's now one of the best-known jazz trumpeters. He's playing a mix of jazz classics and his own compositions, songs that grew out of some unexpected moments in his life. Like many musicians, he composes new music while sitting at the piano, figuring out what works and what doesn't.
I mean, that's the instrument that I started playing when I was a kid because, you know, I used to go over to my grandmother's house, man, and try to play Batman on the piano, man. And my father, who studied opera and who's a big music lover, he got tired of that. He said, look, I can't listen to this all day.
You're playing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but I'm hitting all the wrong notes on the piano. I'm doing da-da-da-da-da, and I'm singing Batman. I was 5 years old.
How come you didn't stick with that?
Man, it was because of Alvin Alcorn. Alvin Alcorn was a local musician in New Orleans who played trumpet, man, and this guy was amazing. He came to my elementary school and gave a demonstration on New Orleans traditional music, and I'll never forget it. I just sat there and listened to him play, and the way he would bend notes, the way he would use his vibrato, that just, it was very vocal-like, and I remember saying to myself, man, the piano can't do that.
The way he'd bend notes?
Yeah.
Blue notes?
Blue, gray, pink, purple, all of them. They were all hip, and they were... It was the vocal-like quality of it that got me. That's what struck me. If there's a certain sound or a certain attitude or a certain feeling that I'm having about a situation, then I have to try to sit down and figure a way to create that musically. For example, there's a tune on the album called Passionate Courage. Conversation that I had with a musician, and he told me something, man, that really changed my life, you know, in a sense, because I had been going through a lot of stuff. I was sick at one point, and he was telling me about a story about a violinist who had a hard way to go, and she wasn't really accepted by the establishment, and because of her aggressive, passionate playing style, and she was brought to the brink of suicide, but she didn't commit suicide. And she was talking to her mother one day, and her mother told her, said, well, look, you know, it takes courage to be happy. When he said it, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, wow, that's true. And I sat down and wrote that tune kind of based on that idea.
Let's hear your solo here. Bring up the solo. I want to hear this.
Uh-oh. I was trying to talk over my solo.
Bending a few notes like that New Orleans guy you remembered.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, if I could sing, man, I'd really sing. But I can't, so.
I'm looking here at your CD, not record, CD,
right.
And at the track called Footprints. That's a Wayne Shorter song.
Yes, it is.
Why don't we listen to a little bit of that? Famous melody.
Yeah, there's a funny story behind this arrangement. When I was sick, you know, I couldn't make some of the gigs, and the band went on the road, and we got some guys to fill. We got a couple guys to fill in for me in Germany and some other places. And the thing that was interesting about it, we had a totally different arrangement of Footprints that was more impressionistic. And we come back to New York, and we're playing a club here. And I said, "What do you guys want to play?" And they said, "Let's play Footprints." And I said, "Okay, fine." And usually the bass would start the thing with this line that we used to play. And all of a sudden the drummer, he starts to play this groove. And I'm going, "What is this?" And everybody looks around and they laugh. And they go, "No, this is Footprints." They came up with this arrangement totally on their own while I was incapacitated.
And you came back to the group and found that this had been become the official arrangement, I guess.
Yes. Wow. Surprise, surprise.
You mentioned you were sick a couple of years ago, that was part of your problem, and it reminded me of something that I was reading here. You had to give up playing for a while.
Yeah. Well, I didn't give it up totally. What happened was I realized that I was playing incorrectly for a number of years. It was part of my embouchure, which is the formulation of your lips on the mouthpiece. I realized that I had to go back to the beginning, and it was hard because when I first started, man, I couldn't produce a sound. You know, I laugh at it now. I wasn't laughing then.
I want to figure this out. You were holding the trumpet the wrong way on your mouth.
Yes. I was rolling my bottom lip over my teeth, so it caused me to get cut underneath my lip every night. So I just had to make a change. It was either play like that for the rest of my career or make a change and try to become better.
I'm trying to think if that would be a humbling experience to be sitting there with that trumpet in your hands that you played for years and you can hardly make a sound.
If anybody goes through that experience and comes out with an ego, I don't see how they can do it, man. Because, you know, you sit there and you go, wow, you know, either I just throw in the towel and give this up and go to something else, or I just sit back and deal with it. But the thing is, you know, I wouldn't even look at it as being a humbling experience, because for me it was all about getting better. When you make music the priority, you know, the things that you want to accomplish, you know, you have to do whatever it takes to get there. Because when you have a passion for something, you don't want to lose the ability to do it. So you're always trying to better yourself in some way.
Terrence Blanchard's new CD is called Bounce. Mr. Blanchard, thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me.